Ach portrays Jesus Christ as Palestinian victim of Israeli occupation. By Joel B. Polak on December 25, 2023. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, posted on Christmas Eve that the story The Birth of Jesus Christ paralleled the plight of Palestinians today, inverting the facts about both Jesus and contemporary Israel. Ocasio-Cortez wrote on Instagram that Christ was born in modern-day Palestine as part of a targeted population indiscriminately killed to protect an unjust leader's power. She added, "Thousands of years later, right-wing forces are violently occupying Bethlehem as similar stories unfold for today's Palestinians. Jesus and his family," she added, "would be Jewish Palestinians if Jesus had been born today." The attempt to portray Jesus as Palestinian is not new. It is a frequent staple of Palestinian propaganda, though the term Palestine was not generally in use to describe Israel or Judea until more than a century after Jesus was crucified. Even well into the 20th century, the term Palestinian itself was rejected by local Arabs. It typically referred to Jewish residents of the area until mid-century. "There are no Jewish Palestinians in the Palestinian Authority today. Bethlehem under Palestinian rule is considered dangerous for Jews, so much so that tour guides tell Jewish visitors to hide any outward Jewish symbols." Critics pushed back, with noted Los Angeles Rabbi David Wolpe commenting that Ocasio-Cortez had simply borrowed old anti-Semitic themes. "Jesus was a Jew who suffered. Turning his suffering into a story of Jewish persecution echoes the most toxic anti-Semitic trope of them all. Shame on you." David Wolpe, at Rabbi Wolpe, December 25, 2023. Former U.S. Ambassador David Friedman also responded, "Jesus was a Jew who suffered. Turning his suffering into a story of Jewish persecution echoes the most toxic anti-Semitic trope of them all. Shame on you." David Wolpe, at Rabbi Wolpe, December 25, 2023. Jacob Kornbluh, a reporter for the left-wing Forward, noted that Ocasio-Cortez had left out the part about the Palestinians murdering 1,200 Israelis. Ach describes Israel as a violent right-wing occupying force in Christmas Post. No mention of Hamas terror, the victims of October 7 attack. pic.twitter.com/oajjnileyov. Jacob N. Kornbluh, at Jacob Kornbluh, December 24, 2023. Similar criticism greeted a priest, Father Edward Beck, who referred to Jesus as a Palestinian Jew in an appearance on CNN. "A Palestinian Jew born into a time when his country was occupied, right? I mean, you can't make up the parallels to our current world situation right now." Beck said that Jesus preached "love your enemies," but failed to note the lack of a parallel to Palestinian attitudes toward Israel today. Ocasio-Cortez has previously faced criticism for poorly informed opinions on Israel. She has attempted to deflect that criticism by noting that she is not an expert. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.